Here we're going to begin here on the Mishnah on Hey Amud Bet. The Mishnah says, Para she'elda min chamor, chamor she'elda k'min sus. So you have a para who gives birth to a chamor, so it's not its species, or a chamor that gives birth to a sus. So both the para and the chamor would be chayavim b'bechora if they gave birth to their own species. But here they gave birth to another species. Torah min ha'bechora, shenemar petach chamor shnei pe'amim, ad she'havlad ha'yulod, Chamor vanolad chamor. But the Rashi is that you have twice, it says, once in Parshat Bo, and once in Parshat Ki Tisa, it uses the term Peter Chamor. From that we learn that only a Peter Chamor that is domet to Peter Chamor, meaning both the one that is born, as well as the one that is giving birth, have to be of the same species. Mahim ba'achila. So what's the din with regards to achila? That's with regards to bechor, because you have specific limud by bechor. What's the din with regards to achila? Behemat Torah, she'elda k'min behemat me'ah, mutar be'achila. Kosher animal that gives birth to a non-kosher animal, that you can eat. T'me'ah, she'elda k'min behemat Torah. On the other hand, a non-kosher animal that gives birth to a kosher animal, asur be'achila. And the Mishnah gives you a siman, she'otzim min ha'tamei tamei, ve'otzim min ha'tahor tahor. The product of something that is tameh is always tameh. The product of something that's tahor is always tahor. Tanan hatam. Rachel, we had this already earlier that was quoted. Tanan hatam Rachel, she'elda min eiz, ve'eiz she'elda min Rachel. If you have a ewe that gives birth to a goat, or a goat that gives birth to a ewe, patur min ha'bechora. Ve'im yesh bo mikzat simanim. But if it has some similarities to its mother, chayav, then it is chayav in b'nora. Menahani milei. Where do we know this from? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kora, the pasuk says, "Ach b'chor shor." Using the pasuk here in Bamidbar Perek Yudchet by Korach, over there the pasuk says, "Ach b'chor shor, or b'chor kesef, or b'chor eiz, lo tifte kodesh hem et damam tizroch al mizbeach ve'et chalbam tagdir yisher reyach nichoach l'Hashem." So he wants to understand. The pasuk says, "Ach," there, and then it says, "B'chor shor, shehu shor u'b'choro shor." The shor comes to teach you that it has to be both the mother and the child have to be a shor. B'chor kesef, shehu kesef, u'b'choro kesef. B'chor eiz, shehu eiz, u'b'choro eiz. Yochol afilu yesh bo mikzat simanim that would be excluded. Tamad omar, ach, chilek. Ach tells you that only sometimes this is true, not all the times it's true. So when is it true that it's not kadosh b'b'chora? Is when they have nothing in common. But if they have something in common, then you will have a din of kedushat b'chora. The Gemara says, "Vaha tano peter peter kanasib la lepara." Wait a minute. Why are you using this limud for telling us to preclude the cases where they're not similar at all? Our Mishnah uses the peter peter. So why are you over here all of a sudden bringing down these other limudim? We have a limud for para from peter chamor. That's what our Mishnah says. It says, "Who do Amar Rabbi Yosi Aglili?" He always like the Tan Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Tanya, because he Omer Ach Kor Shor Ajehu Shor Ubechoro Shor Bechor Kesev Ajehu Kesev Ubechoro Kesev Ubechor Eiz Ajehu Eiz Ubechoro Eiz Yachol Afil Sheish Bo Mikzat Simanim. Even if there are some similarities between them, it would still be Patur Mi Bechora Tamal Omer Ach Chilek. So we have two Tanaim who are arguing. There's Ayr Tano who believes that the source is Peter Chamor. And Rabbi Yosef Glili believes the sources from the pasuk in Korach. What are the arguments? We learned it by Peter Chamor. Peter Chamor is only Kedushat Damim. You're Podeh. There's no inherent Kedusha in the Chamor. And then he extends that also Kedushat Aguf to Parah. It tells us the din by Korach, by Bechor Shor, Kesef, and Eiz, which are going on the Mizbeach. They have Kedushat Aguf. And then, Huadin b'kedushat damim, b'gamar k'dushat damim b'kedushat aguf. Then he learns out k'dushat damim peter chamor from the din that we find by k'dushat aguf. V'tane didon, author of our Mishnah, hay b'chor b'chor, mayavid le. What does he do with this b'chor b'chor? The problem in the pasuk is it says ach b'chor shor, or b'chor kesef, or b'chor eiz. It could have just said ach b'chor shor kesef ve'eiz. Why does it repeat the word b'chor 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 each time? So that's what Gemara wants to know. Fine, we understand what Rabbi Yosi Glili uses it for, but what does our Tan of our Mishnah use it for? So he said mi ba'leik Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Damar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina lama nemru imurim b'b'chor shor, imurim b'b'chor kesef, imurim b'b'chor eiz. Why does the Torah over there specify each of these animals? And then say about them, et damam tizroch ha-mizbeach, v'et chalbam taktir yishei reach nichoach l'shem. Why do I need to know it by each one of them? If you taught me one, wouldn't I have known the others? So Tzricha, Eid, Rav Rachmana Bechor, Shor, the Joseph mentioned Shor, Shekein Nitrabe Minisachim. Can't learn from that, because Shor has a larger size against Chatziahin. The Nesech is much bigger. Kesev, Shekein Nitrabe Baliyah. Kesev has a unique aspect to it, which is that the fats of the tail are placed on the Mizbeach. Be'ez, Shekein Nitrabe Etzelavadat Kochavim Biyachid. The goat is used by a special korban for a Yachid who worships Avodah Zarah, Bishogeg. When it says, Chadam Echad Olach, fine, we can't learn. If you just wrote one of them, it wouldn't suffice. Teite Chadam Itarte, so write two of them, and the third one we'll be able to learn out from him. So, Bahai Lo Lichtov, which one don't you want to write? Lo Lichtov, Rachmana Bishor, leave out Shor, and we'll have Ez and Kesev. Teite Mahanach, Malahanach, Henit Rabu, Etzel Psachim. They have a unique item, a commonality between them, which is, Kesev and Ez are kosher le Pesach, but the Shor is not kosher le Pesach, so we won't be able to learn out. Lo Lichtov beKesev. So don't write Kesev, but Teite Mahanach. You learn out from Ez and Shor. They have a unique status because when it comes to the chatat and the olah that is brought legabei avodah zarah b'shogeg of the tzibur, over there you bring parle olah there and seir lechatat. Over there you have shor eis and kesev is not included, so they have some common denominator between them. Lo dichtov rachmana be'eis. So let's leave that eis. V'teiti mehanach. Then you have shor and kesev. They both have an additional aspect that goes on the Mizbeach. The Shor has an Esachim, and the Kesev has the tail that ends up, the Aliyah, the fats that end up on the Mizbeach, so you couldn't learn it out. Hilkach Tzrichi. Therefore, we need all three of them. Look, you could get to where you want without the extra Bechor. You just have to list all three animals. You don't need the word Bechor each time. Bechor, Bechor, Lamadi. So that's why Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, that's why I have two limutim here. I have the limut to tell me that each one of them is taught about the Mizbeach. Plus, I have the din that they all have to be domed to their mothers, because I have the extra word, Bechor. Rabbi Yossi Haglili, hi, Petar Chamor Avi Delay. What does he do with Petar Chamor? He doesn't agree with the Tana of our Mishnah, so what does he do with that? So, Yubai Leg Natani, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Omer Mitoch Shnemer, Ach Podotif Dead, Bechor Adam, Vet Bechor Behemat Meya, Tifdeh. It's a puzzle that's found in Pashat Korach. It says, Ko Petar Rechem, Necho Basar, Sheyakrivel Hashem, Badam Behema Yeloch, Ach Podotif Dead, Bechor Adam, Vet Bechor Behemat Meya, Tifdeh. So there's some sort of hekesh between Bechor Adam and Bechor Behemat Meya, which we saw earlier in the parak already. So now he says, Shomeani, Afilu Pitresu Simigmalim. Because over there it says, Kol Peter Rechem, and then it says, Ved Bechor Behema Hatmeya. Bechor Behema Hatmeya means any non-kosher animal. If you have a Bechor, you're going to be Chayav in Bechorah. So I would have thought that it would even be for the firstborn of Susimigmalim, of horses and camels. Tamalomar, Peter Chamor. Petar Chamor amarti lecha velo pitrei susim migmalim. So one time it says Petar Chamor in Parshat Bo. Vadain ani omer pitrei chamor beseh pitrei susim migmalim b'chol davar. So I would say, okay, fine. Over here it says b'chor b'mei atmea, you have to redeem it. Redeem it in its value, monetarily. The Chamor has its own dispensation, special halacha, that when it comes to a Petar Chamor, tifteh beseh, that is found in Parshat Bo. And therefore, there you do it beseh, everything else you have to do it with money. Along comes the Petar Chamor again in Parshat Kitisa. So Talmud Lomar, Petar Chamor, Shnei Pe'amim. So that's Petrei Chamorim. Amarti lecha velo Petrei Susim Igmalim. One's a miut to teach you you don't do it b'seh. The second one's a miut to teach you that you don't do it whatsoever. There are no Behemat Me'ah, Chutz Me'ah Chamor. There is no Petar by them. So Parech Rav Achai. Chai says, can you really do that? I need both of these Petar Chamors, because Ikatav Pramana Chad. Had it just written one Petar Chamor, hava mina davar shaya bichlal v'yatza mina klal olamed lolo lamed al atzmo yatza olamed al klal kulo yatza. So we'll take the pasuk in Bamidbar that says behema tmeya and say all behemot tmeot are chayavim in Bechor. Then I have one pasuk. What's the yotze mina klal? Chamor. Chamor, you teach me you can use a seh for it. But when I have one yotze mina klal, we say that's not a exception to the rule, but rather it is the paradigm. So it's yotze mina klal to teach you that chamor is beseh, and so too everything else is beseh. That's what the limud is for. So therefore, I need a second petar chamor to teach me. That's the din by petar chamor and nowhere else. If that's the case, ululam beseh. Bekotu chorna petar chamor achrina pitrei chamrim velo pitrei susim gumalim. To teach you that only they are excluded from seh. You need these two psukim just to exclude the behemat me'ah from seh. Then what am I going to do with the fact that it says Behemah Tmeha in Parashat Korach sounds like the others, you have to redeem them. Okay, not with the Seh, but you have to redeem them. Behemah Metinu Miseh, just the Miseh. Ololam Bechol Davar. The first time it should have written Petar Chamor Tivdeh Beseh in Parshat Bo. Then when it comes to Parshat Kitisa, it should say Bechamor Tivdeh Beseh. You redeem a Chamor Tivdeh. We know that the only Chamor you could be talking about is a Petar Chamor, because it's in the context of talking about a Bechor, and the only time a Chamor is relevant is when it's a Bechor. So then I would have known it. Why did it say Petar Chamor Tivdeh Beseh? Petar Chamor Tivdeh Beseh. Petar twice. That comes to teach me Lomalei Petrei Chamorim Amartilcha Velo Petrei Susim Vigimalim. So the fact is, I can learn out of Petrei Chamorim, I can learn out all these dinim. Not only the din that Petrei Chamor is not just coming to teach us about all behemot tmeot, that they should be nifteh b'seh, not to exclude that possibility, but also to exclude the possibility that there's any bechor by behemot tmeot. There is no such thing as bechor by behemot tmeot, and I learned that out because I have the extra word peter the second time, which I didn't need. So now the Gemara says, "Matani didan." The Mu'ute Susim Gamalim Minole. Where does our Tana learn out the fact that Susim Gamalim are excluded? Amar Papa, because it says in Parshat Kitisa, it says Kol Miknecho Tizachar, which is Kol Peter Rechemli, V'Kol Miknecho Tizachar Peter Shor Vaseh. That's the end of that pasuk. Next pasuk begins with Peter Chamor Tivdeh Vaseh. V'Lo Tivdeh V'Rafto B'Kol B'Rohim Benecha Tivdeh V'Lo Yiruv V'Nai Rekam. Now he's going to say, I have a klal uprat. I have kol miknecha tizachar. Sounds like everything. Klal. Shor vaseh vichamor prat. Now notice, shor vaseh is in the first pasuk. The next pasuk begins with peter chamor. He's putting all three of them together and saying, you have shor vaseh vichamor prat. Klal uprat. The din of a klal uprat is aim bachlal elamashu prat. So here it narrowed down to you exactly which behemot are included. Shor vaseh vichamor in midi achrin alo. So why didn't Rabbi Yossi Aglili use that? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Peter Cham Peter Hivsika Inyan. That's two psukim, but the word Peter goes in between. It says Chol Miknecha Tizachar Peter Shor Vaseh, and the next pasuk begins U Peter Chamor. So if you wanted to put them all together, it should have said Peter Shor Vaseh VeChamor. Why does it say Peter again? Must be to exclude it, to say that's not part of this. The Rabbanon say the next pasuk begins Be U Peter Chamor Vav Hador Arvei Kra. Pasuk brings it back together. So basically, we had this earlier again. Lo chtov lo vav, velo peter. We don't need either of them. Don't put the word peter in, don't put the vav, and I won't need either of these limudim, and I would have known that they go together. So Rabbanon, I did agdushat damim, agdushat aguf. The same answer we gave before is talking about two different categories. Shor vaseh are kedushat aguf. Peter chamor is a din kshat damim. Therefore, it separated them with the word peter, but brought it back together with the vav achibor. So they're pasuk lo, hahadar ariv lehu. It split them apart, but then rejoined them through the vav. Right, so that's the end of this little limud here, machlok between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the author of our Mishnah, they both come to the same conclusion. There's no difference in the analocha, it's just a question of the limud. Right, what's the source for this fact that you have two things that they're learning out? Number one is, how do you know that it's only chamor and not other behemot tmeot? The pasuk in Korach says tam behemot tmeah, but Sukim here in Bo and Kitisa teaches that it's Peter Chamor. That's one. Number two, din that they learned that is that it has to be domet to the mother. The Bechor that is born must be domet to the mother, at least with Miksat Simanim. Our Tana learns that out of Peter Chamor, Peter Chamor. Rabbi Yosef Lila learns that out of Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesef, Bechor Eis. That was the small halacha. Now the Gemara asks you, by the hoop, based on our Mishnah that says that you have these products of an animal that don't exactly look like the animal. They want to investigate that a little more. Para, they gave birth to a chamor, similar to our Mishnah. But our Mishnah doesn't do something that we brought afterwards, not hatam. We brought another Mishnah afterwards, and that Mishnah had said, when it came to an Eiz and a Rachel, when it came to a ewe and a goat, over there we said two things. One is, if it's completely different, patur min habechorah. If it's somewhat similar, chayavim bebechora. Our Mishnah only makes one statement, that if you have a para that gives birth to a chamor, obviously something that looks like a chamor, not a, literally a chamor, then you're patur. Does it have the same distinction as the other Mishnah? Does it have the same distinction that if you have mixed simanim, it would be chayav bechora? How come our Mishnah doesn't bring that down? So that's what the Gemara wants to know. Yibaylu, para sheyodam min chamor v'yesh bo mixed simanim, mahu. What's the din by mixed simanim? Our Mishnah doesn't address it. So the Gemara says, well, we have the other Mishnah that says, Eiz she'elda min Rachel, Rachel she'elda min Eiz. Tichi yesh mitzvat simanim chayevet b'chora. Why is that true there? Teha teora, v'ha teora. Both of them are chayevim b'chora. And Eiz and the Rachel are chayevim b'chora. The only thing is that they happen to be different species within it. Ha'kdushat guf, ha'kdushat guf. And they both end up on the Mizbeach. So over there, mitzvat simanim is enough to make you chayev b'chora. Hocho, in our case, you have a parah going to chamor. Teha tmeya, v'ha teora. Number one is a kosher animal versus a non-kosher animal. Number two, hakdushat aguf, para would produce a bechor that has kedushat aguf. Hakdushat damim, chamor would only produce something that is kedushat damim. Lo, so maybe over there it's different, and mikset simanim doesn't work. Or dilma, kevin de'idvi, de'bnei mikdash b'bechorah kadosh. Maybe since both of them are in the parsha of bechorah, that's enough.
Given the lower status of kedushat.
Yeah, obviously it'd have to be kedushat damim here, but at least it should have something here. So now the Gemara answers. Let's give it a given. That the fact is that they're both in the Parsha Bechora, so that's enough. Mikzat Simanim would work over here. So now let me ask you another question. Chamor, she'elda min sus mahu. What happens if you have a chamor, a donkey that gives birth to a sus? Again, not literally a sus, but something that looks like a sus. Hacha, vade lo but mikdash b'bechora. Maybe here the answer is easy. It's not shaykh to the parsha of Bechora whatsoever. So if the chamor gives birth to a sus, even as mixed simanim, it's not going to be chayevet whatsoever. O Dilma, kevin de mint meyahu kadosh. Maybe it's enough that it's a mint meyah, because the pasuk says in Korach, ubeimat meyah. Fine, we define that as being chamor. But once chamor is giving birth to something, it's also in that category, ubeimat meyah. Maybe that's enough. It's enough similarity between them that should suffice over here. So that's not a shinuya yateva. It's not too far away from the original. So imtim salam mar, the Gemara again says, okay, let's posit the fact that kamin tmeyahu kadosh. Fine, it's in that category. It's close enough that it would be kadosh. Para she'elda min sus mahu. So now this is two steps away. The Mishnah addresses a case where it's para she'elda min chamor. And now we answered that question just before. Mikdat simani might be enough. Over here, what happens if para gives birth to a sus? Now you have two problems. Hacha, vadai, over here, for sure. Ha Torah v'hatmeya. Number one, you have a kosher versus non-kosher animal. Ha bit mikdash b'chora, la bit mikdash b'chora. One is in the parsha b'chora, one is totally outside the inyan of b'chora whatsoever. Hol Dilma, simanim miltehi. Maybe it's enough that if they look somewhat alike, that's enough to be mikdash b'chora. So tashma, let's look into this. We have a brighter. The last question, right. Gemara made in Tim Salom, and Gemara is at the last question now, which seems the Rambam, you see over here, doesn't necessarily pass like that. Generally, the Rambam passes like the Imtim Salomar, but we don't have that over here. But it seems the Gemara is positing, what if this, let's see what we can get to. So over here, we get to this point where the Gemara says, let's try to look into this issue. Be'imat Torah, she'odam min be'imat me'ah, Torah min ha-bechora. Yesh bo mikzat simanim, chayev be'bara. This is exactly what we're looking for. You have a Torah that gives birth to a t'me'ah, mix that simanim, you're chayav, in Bechora. That's exactly the case that we're looking for. The Gemara says, my love, afilu para she'elda min sus, fill in the blanks. What's behemat Torah here mean a behemat meya? Right, so we're going to say the case is a case of a para giving birth to a sus. The Gemara says, okay, so why do you have to say that? You could say here, we're talking about a para, she'elda min chamor, because that would also qualify to fit into the words here, and that wouldn't prove anything. So tashma, para she'elda min chamor, v'chamor she'elda min sus, ptura min ha-bechora, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you have a parah that gave birth to a chamor. Chamor she'elda min sus, turah min ha-bechora. Now, the braita adds on something else. Im yesh bo mikzat simanim, chayevet bechora. So which one, what is that referencing in our Mishnah? My love, ad tarvayu. Maybe it's going on to both of them in the Mishnah. Lo. It's going on the parah she'elda min chamor. Right. This goes back to asking on the intim salomars. So you see from this, the Rambam over here didn't paskin like the intim salomars, but here you see the Gemara still chasing after proofs for the cases that they said intim salomar. They went the other way first and said intim salomar because they thought they had a brighta. Correct. Had that brighta worked, the first brighta we brought, then I would have known all of that ahead. But that didn't work. So now the Gemara is backing up, saying, can I prove the intim salomars? The things that I posited, is that true? So they brought a brighta to Sefta that begins like our Mishnah, which is parah she'elda min chamor, chamor she'elda min sus, p'tura min ha-bechora, v'im yesh bo mikzat simanim, chayevet. That which is missing in our Mishnah, it has here. That's what we're looking for. So, b'bechora, in my lav, atarvayu. It's going on both cases in the Mishnah. And that would solve both of our questions. So the Gemara says, no, a para she'oda min chamor. That's the only thing that's going on in our Mishnah. Aval chamor she'oda min sus, l'mayik tani lo. So then why is it written there? If it's not coming to teach me, mikzat simanim is chayav, why is it there? Liftora. It's not coming to teach me that that's patur min habachora. It says pshita. Why would I have thought otherwise? Why would you have thought that a chamor that gives birth to a sus is chayav? So hashka uma para she'oda min chamor, di idi vi idi b'nei mikdash b'choraninu. In the case where it's a para that gives birth to a chamor, and the b'nei mikdash amart, im yeshbo mikzat simanim in, vilo lo, when they're not, there's nothing in common between them, we say it's not kosher b'chora. Lo, chamor she'oda min sus mibay. You have to tell me about a chamor that gives birth to a sus, that's further apart. Of course over there it won't work. So itzrich, I need it. Zakadat chahatam hu di yesh lo karnayim, v'ayim la karnayim. There's a difference. A para versus a chamor, there's a big difference between them. One has horns, one does not have horns. Ha parasadeh stukot, ha parasadeh klutot. The para has split hooves, the chamor has rounded hooves. Aval hocha, in our case, the chamor and the sus, they're identical. The idri de ein la karnayim, they both don't have horns. The idri parasadeh klutot, and they both have sealed hooves. They don't have split hooves. So, Eimar, let us say, chamor adom ba'alma hoof, kamash mulan. Let us just say, you know what? This is just a red chamor. It's a funny looking chamor, but it's a chamor because it has all the identical features to it. Since it has the same features, must be just that it's a funny looking sus. Rashi says something interesting over here. It says chamor adom lechayev bebchura kamashvan stam susim adumim him. That regular horses are red. If you look in the Bach, he already changes the gear, so it doesn't say that anymore. It says chamor adom ba'almahu. Says something very different. Although Rashi makes some conclusion here that stam susim adumim him, which is very interesting, but leaving that aside, the point being that since they are so similar in their features, there's not something that makes it look absolutely out of the category. Therefore, maybe here I would think they should go together. As opposed, even though a Pamar and a Chamor have more in common in terms of Bechora, nevertheless, in terms of features, they're much further apart. Karnayim, Parsudot, Stukot, they have really features that do not come together whatsoever. Over here we have, between the Sus and the Chamor, they happen to be very close, and we can mate them and produce mules. So we know the fact that a chamor and a sus have something in common. The fact that they're so in common, maybe there it should work, even though by para and chamor it doesn't work. Kamashman, that's your patur. Right now the Gemara is going to the latter half of the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says, Mahin ba'achila. Can you eat them? So now, our Mishnah, when it spoke about that, said two things. One, it says that haba min atahor is tahor, haba min atamei is tamei. Then, before that, the Mishnah already said, Mahim bechila, behoma Torah, that gives birth to a tamei, says you can eat it. Behema tamei, that gives birth to a Torah, you can't eat it. So Gemara gave you halacha, and then it gave you, again, the same halacha, and said, if it's yotzei min ha-tahor, it's tahor, yotzei min ha-tamei, tamei. Why does it do it twice? That's what the Mishnah wants to know. It says, lamali the mitnei sheyotzei. Siman ba'amahu doloti chlaflach. The Gemara answers up, it's just a siman. How do you remember which way is which? Just remember that anything that is produced by a tahor is tahor, anything produced by a tamei is tamei. And that's how you know the halacha, that if a tahor gives birth to something that looks like a tamei, tahor. And something that tamei that gives birth to something that looks like a tahor, tamei. Talo tema zil batre didei. Don't say go after the animal itself. V'hai tahor ma'alyahu, it looks kosher to me. V'hai tamei ma'alyahu, and this looks tamei to me. Ela zil batarimei. Go after the mother, and this is the siman to do that. No, honey, me like, my wants to know, where's the source for this? The Tanra Banan. Pasuk says, Achetze lo tuchlu, mimalea gira, mimafriseya parsa. Yesh lecha, the ach, ach is the chalek. So that means, yesh lecha shumale gira, mimafris parsa. There's certain things that have simanim, viata ochlo, and you're not allowed to eat it. Vezuze, what's that case? Tahor, shunolad minatameh. That's a tahor, which has these simanim. Despite that it has these simanim, the fact that it has these simanim, it is not kasher. Why is that? Because it was born to a tamei. Oh, maybe the other way around. In a way, a tamei, no lamin a tahor. Maybe this is coming to teach you that a tamei that's born to a tahor should not be kosher. My mimalei agirah mafrisei aparsa. So what does that mean? Mimalei agirah mafrisei aparsa. Achik amar. Davar abba means that something that comes from a mimalei agirah mafrisei aparsa lo teichol. But it itself has mafrisei parsa and malei gera that you should be able to eat even though it was born to a tamei. How do I know which way to go over here? You know, it's not clear to me which one of these two that should go. Tamalomar gamal tamei hu. So then it says gamal is tamei. Why did the Torah have to come and teach me that the gamal is tamei? Hu tamei ve'ein han tamei nolad min ator tamei. That only a gamal itself is tamei, but not a gamal that is a product of a tahor. Ela tahor. That would be tahor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, gamal gamal shnei pamim, echad gamal onolad mina gamla, echad gamal onolad mina para. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter how this gamal is produced, whether it came from a gamala, another camel, or it came from a para, a surim. He argues on the Rabbanon here. He says that it's problematic. Rabbanon, hi gamal gamal mayav delay. What do the Chachamim do with this gamal gamal? They use the gamal to make who. They use the word who as a mute, but a gamal is repeated twice. Now where is it repeated twice? Once in Torah Tzvanim, once in Vayikra Parashat Shmini, and once in Parashat Re'eh in Sefer Devarim. So you have the word gamal mentioned twice. So what do they do with the word gamal being repeated? Chad esor etzmo, v'chad esor chalavo. One is to say that it itself is asur, one is to say that its product is asur, meaning milk, camel milk is asur. Rabbi Shimon esor chalavo minale. Where does he know that the milk is asur? Nafkaleim, eit hagamal. Eit hagamal is a riboy, that not only the gamal, but things that come out of the gamal. Rabbanan eitin lo darshi. They don't darshan et. Et is not a riboy. Kedetanya, famous, very, very, very famous story. Shimon Hamsuni. No. Dan Shimon Hamsuni ayadoresh kol et ve'et shebetorah. He was darshing every et in the Torah as a riboy. So what am I mirabe? Teven sheigi ala et Hashem Elokecha tira perash. He got to let et Hashem Elokecha tira. He says, how can I include anything that's domet to Hashem? Doesn't make sense. Samrlo tamidav, Rebbe, you've been working all these years. Kol etin shederashta matei aleim. What's going to be? You all these years of learning at the et. He says to them an unbelievable thing. I'm Shem Shigabalti Schar al Adrisha. Just like all those limudim that I made, I got schar for a limud Torah and trying to work it out. Kachanim mikabel schar al Prisha. Sometimes you have to know when it's wrong. There's as much value in admitting that you're wrong and knowing that it's wrong as there is in getting it right. And sometimes you have to say it doesn't work. There's a value in that as well. It's a very important lesson in terms of not trying to force something through, force a limud, force an understanding, just because you work so hard on it. Sometimes you have to just admit, it doesn't work, it's not right. So very interesting, there's a Tosafot on the bottom of the previous amud. He says, what was so hard for Shimon HaMamsuni? Because we have a pasuk, it's explicit pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, which says, Ish Avivi Moti Ra'u. Over there we have a hekesh between Yirat Hashem and Avivimo. So why did you say Et Hashem Elokecha is coming to include Mora Av and Mora Aim? That's what it does. Avimke Tomar Lukma Big Kibud Av Aim. Although the change, the gear of the Amishwa changes it to Mora Av Aim. Dushvu Morotam Namaratam Akom. Avor Labishne Asay. Because then you have two Asay. I mean, it's explicit, right? Ish Imo Aviv Tiro. You already have an Asay of Yira. So Et will tell you that there's another one. Yishlamar Demashmai Dumya Demora Shomakom Zeyevshar. That's exactly like Mora Makom. That's not possible. We're going to see in a second that Rabbi Akiva does say that. Well, he bases it on the Mishnah in Avot. Mishnah Avot says that there is something that's Dome Lamora Shamayim. Rabbi Akiva says over here, Hachibar Rabbi Akiva, Leima, Et Hashem Lekecha Tira, Avot. Tamidei Chachamim. But that we have precedent for, because it says, Mora Itehei Mora Rabcha Kimora Shamayim, the Mishnah Navot. So there is this status where Tamidei Chachamim do have a status like Mora Shamayim. We're not going to say that by parents, but we are going to say that by the Tamidei Chachamim, and that's because we know that the vehicle or the ability of a person who can't connect to Hashem, what should you do? You should mitkarev yourself with Tamidei Chachamim. There's a value in getting close to those that are close to Hashem, because they are the conduit. We're getting close to Hashem, and therefore, Et Hashem Lekecha Tira will apply to them. Samalei Rav Acha, Brei de Rav Ravashi, Elami Ato. What this? Taima de Rabbonon mi Gamal Gamal, v'Rav Yishuv me et Gamal. Each of them has a reason why the chalav, the milk of a camel, is asur. Halav hachi, had we not had these miutim, havamina chalav de behemat mea shari. We would have had all non-kosher animals' milk, would have been fine. Maishna mehya. Why are you so certain that the milk would have been kosher if it didn't have these limudim? The Tanya, a writer that says Hatmeim. We had this back in Chulin and Perak Orva Rotev and the Perak before. The Gemara darshens a number of things from that. The darshens about Beitzat Sheretz. It darshens about their Oram Kibisaram. The darshens also this din, Lesor Tziran Rotvan Vekipa Shalan. It comes to exclude not only the item themselves, but also the tzir, juices that come out, and the rotev, and the gravies that they're in, the kippah, and the residue, or the tavlin at the bottom of the pot, whatever those are, they're also included from ha-tmeim. The Gemara's focus over here is tziran, which is a liquid derivative from them, something that's a liquid derivative of them. So you see from there that ha-tmeim, this is by a sheretz at least, the Gemara in Chulin, even though it's written by Sheretz, uses it for Behemat Tamea as well. But you see that liquids that emanate from them are a serim, just like them. See, it's trich. We need this. Because I would have thought, just like by a behemot Torah, the fact that you can drink milk from behemot Torah, that's already a chiddush. Amar mar. Because where does the milk come from? It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Nida will get up to this. Dam ne'akar v'naseh chalav. One mandamer says that the blood, the dam ha'nida, stops coming. Why is a woman who nurses after she gives birth, why does she not have nida, dam nida? Because that blood is now transferred and made into milk. The milk replaces that dam nida. So how could you drink that milk? How could that milk be kasher? The same is true by animals. So if that's the case, since the chiddush by behemah Torah that you can drink quote unquote blood, then some even by behemah Tamaya should work. Tamashman, that's not the case. But it says anichu the manda amar that damnei karvin asechalat. That works well according to that one. El manda amar evaram mitparkim emena ve'nafshach uzeret alea ad esrim barbar chodesh. Why is it that a nursing mother does not have damnida? Nothing to do with damnei karvin asechalat, but rather because of the trauma of the birth. That her limbs separated, that causes the dam nida to disappear for the 24 months until she reaches, comes back to her normal condition. So over there, there's no chiddush about milk. Milk is equivalent of eiver min achai. There's nothing that's a derivative of a live animal. You can't eat any limb off an animal. This Jew is a derivative of a live animal. It should be like eiver min achai. Vay chalav ki eiver min achai hu v'shari. And we say it's mutar. So hilkach afilu beimat meyalishtare. Right, kamash malan that the gamal or eta gamal comes to exclude milk. So that's why I need an extra limud by milk, independent of the limud that we have from tziran. Now the Gemara wants to know, bechalav de beimat to rabbi nolan deshari. You took it for granted that milk from a kosher animal is kasher. How do we know that? Where's that from? Because it says lo tivashel gadi bechalav imo. It's only there when it's basar bechalav mixed. Mashma, that each one independently is mutar. So haluchudei shari. Let's say veima chalav lechudei asur ba'achila mutar ba'ana. You're not allowed to eat chalav, but it's mutar ba'ana. After you cook it together, basar ba'chalav ba'ana nami asur. So maybe that's the difference between them. Ule Rabbi Shimon de shari ba'ana. According to Rabbi Shimon, who disagrees and says basar ba'chalav is mutar ba'ana, mishka chalav the milkei al bishulei, that you have a separate malkut for cooking it together. If you drink milk, you're chayav. You cook them together, you'll get malkot for cooking them together. Forget about drinking it. Ella, must be in the Gali Rachmana, bipsule mukdashim. Because by psule mukdashim it says that, tizbach v'achalta basar, you're allowed to shech them and eat the basar, the meat of something that was a korban that now has a mum in it, and you redeemed it. That animal is mutar be zvicha and achila. Tizbach velo giza. You're allowed to shecht it and not shear it. Basar velo chalav. You're allowed to eat the meat but not the milk. Well, if you have to tell me that you can't eat the milk here, that must be right. Ha, the chulin shari. The implications are that by chulin will be mutar. So if I say no, ve'ema the chulin asur ba'achila, b'shari ba'ana. There, it's only asur ba'achila by chulin. Kochim comes in and adds another dimension. That's also ba'anana mi asur. So that can't be the proof again. You can't make a derivative proof from the isur by mutashim and the isur by basar ba'chalav. Because both times, the implication could be simply that it's asur ba'achila, not asur ba'ana. Ella must be dichtiv, because it says in Mishlei, v'dei chalei vizim lelach mecha, it should be sufficient for you. The milk of the goats should be your sustenance, the lechem beitecha, for the food of your household, v'chaim lenarotecha, and give life and sustenance to your young maidens. And where it says, how do you know what that means? Doma l'schora. Doesn't mean that the chalei vizim is exactly what you're going to eat. You'll sell it, and from that, you'll have food for your household. You have parnosa. So Ella midichtiv, it says, bye. David HaMelech, this is in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. This is when his father sends him to bring food to his brothers who are in the Marchea Milchama, Neged the Plishtim. And also he gives him extra food for the Sarei Alafim and the Sarei Me'ah. And over there, when he gives him food for the generals or the officers that he's sending, Vet Aseret Charitzei HaChalav, take off these 10 cheeses. They should take over there. So you see over here that it was kosher. He was sending it out to the Jewish troops to eat. Again, B'dom HaLeschora. So he says, maybe they were sending him to sell so they can make money off of it. Says, Atu Darkasha Milchama Leschora. They're out there in the battle. He's bringing them food in the battle. Oh, here. Here's something that you can sell and you can make some money and buy food with it. That's not a time that you're doing business out there. They need food. They don't need business. So the Gemara leaves that as a good proof. That's one proof. V'ibay Deima Mehocha. Says, by Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udevash. V'ilo Deshari Mishtabachlan. Farab Emide Lelochazi. What do you mean? The puzzle's going to say, Eretz Zavat Chalav. Ah, listen, you come to this great country. You can't drink the milk. and then you can have the dvash. Wait, why would you be mishabech something that you can't partake in? Must be that it's mutar. This is actually the Aftorah for Parshat Rei, I think also for Parshat Noach. That says, Lechu shivru ve'cholu, go out and buy and eat. Ulechu shivru below kesef, you don't want to buy without money. Ubelo mechir, and without any price, yayin v'chalav. So this is a promise. Latid lavo, you're going to be able to buy things, will be plentiful, you have food, without having to pay for it. What's the good food you're going to get? Yayin v'chalav. So here you see, chalav is mutar. So the Gemara says, elamiata. Okay, very nice. You dashin, gamal, gamal. What about all the other non-kosher animals that are repeated in Re'e from Pashat Shmini? Yab, shafan, shafan, arnevet, arnevet, chazir, chazir. So what are you going to say? Lanihu, da'atu? What are they coming for? Ella, look at that. So even if you take care of chazir, chazir, you still have arnevet, arnevet, and shafan, shafan. What are you going to do with that? Anu da'ata, Ella, look at Tanya. We have a bright lama nishnu. Why is Pashat Re'e repeated by the kosher animals from Pashat Shmini? Because the behema, they add in this animal called the shisua, which has two backbones, has two spinal cords. Where it says there, by the extra word, shisua comes to teach you about this unique birya. That it added in the word ra'a in Parshat Re'eh. We learned this when we did this in Kulin, that it has exchanged it for another, the da'a to ra'a, and the Gemara learns all those limudim there. Gamal gamal, nami lahachi du da'ata. So you don't have to have it, everything is unique. Not every limud has to have a limud. It's just, where? Hata ho hecha de'ika limitrish darshinan. Whatever we have, each Parsha has something extra, one thing extra that helps us out, but not that everything has to be that way. Alright, you know what, I'm going to stop here because the next part of the Gemara continues all the way down into the middle of the next Amud, so we'll stop here because it's beginning a position of Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara wants to investigate this position of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll stop over here.